The horn of the Pachyrhinosaurus could have been as long as a meter. Many paleontologists think it was shaped like a rhinoceros horn, but much larger.
The test of fighting skills between the tyrant dinosaurs like Albertosaurus on one hand and the horn dinosaurs like Pachyrhinosaurus at the other, that's a test of the extremes for the meat eaters and the plant eaters. The tyrannosaurs are built to kill. They're built to kill in a particular way, to come in with high speed, to come in with these super powerful jaws that can clamp, lock on, and tear. But on the flip side, the horned dinosaurs have the power of numbers, the power to operate in herds, these cranial weapons, whether they're horns or lumps. They survived against the tyrant dinosaurs pretty well.
The Pachyrhinosaurus is one of the few dinosaurs found in the Arctic. The Tamimus was found in Australia, which had once been connected to Antarctica. This tiny biped may have been the only hibernating dinosaur.
It's possible that these animals formed into groups to protect themselves against attacks, as some large groups of mammals do today. The predators will catch the weaker ones, the laggards. They will grab off individuals in the periphery of the group, but the group as a whole is going to survive. And this is one big advantage of the gregarious nature of a lot of animals, including these dinosaurs.
Another cold weather dinosaur was Leolinosaura, whose huge eyes could see in the dark.
We're faced with a very difficult task when trying to understand creatures that lived 70 million years ago. Behavior doesn't fossilize like bone, and so we have to look at modern animals as a way to understand how dinosaurs may have behaved. By looking closely at the evidence we do have, and by studying modern animal behaviors, we can recreate a very realistic depiction based on fact and solid science.
Albertosaurus hunted like eagles, using their feet to hold down prey and their sharp eyes to spot victims up to 3 miles away. How did they push an entire pack of Arctic dinosaurs into a flash flood? And what did this mean for the ultimate extinction of this rare creature? Scientists struggled to piece together evidence that had been buried for 75 million years.